Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Hear that bell? Get your Bible and be turning it to Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 23. And we're going to have a Sunday school lesson that was prepared for December 31st, 1922, titled Jesus the World's Savior. It's a review lesson, but the text is Luke 7, 11 through 23, and that's where we will be in just a moment. While you're turning your Bible to that text, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff, which is located at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. If you're traveling from McMinnville to Biola, you will see our red brick building off the highway a little bit there to the right, about halfway between those two communities. And so we're meeting there on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for worship, and we worship according to the ancient pattern that we find in the New Testament. We don't try to add things to our worship that they didn't add, but we do try to include everything in our worship that they would include. For example, if you come on any Sunday, we're going to partake of the Lord's Supper because it is the first day of the week. Now, we'll also take up a collection because it's the first day of the week. But you know, the visitors are not expected to contribute to that. Now, you could if you want to, but we really don't expect you to. This is for us who are members of this congregation to support the work there. And we invite you to come to our services. It is not because we're after your money, but you want to be our guest. And you want to see how it was to worship the way they did in the New Testament times. This is a very simple kind of worship, and you'll see that the Bible lessons from the pulpit are very Bible-centered lessons. A lot of them just textual lessons, much like the lessons on this Bible school that we're having here. And so you come by when you can and visit with us. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying the lessons written by E.A. Elam for the Sundays of the year 1922. And as I look at the date for this particular lesson, December 31st, I'm reminded that this was the last day of that year. What an excellent way to end the year, gathering together with those that love the Lord and to worship Him. And it might be a time to kind of review things that had gone on that year and how God had been with us. And this indeed is a review lesson, but it's a review of things that had been taught in this Sunday school. The title is Jesus the World Savior, and the text is Luke chapter 7, and I'm going to read verses 11 through 23. And it came to pass soon afterward that he went into a city called Nain, and his disciples went with him, and a great multitude. Now when he drew near to the gate of the city, behold, there was carried out one that was dead, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came nigh and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he gave him to his mother. And fear took hold on all, and they glorified God, saying, A great prophet is arisen among us, and God hath visited his people. And this report went forth concerning him in the whole of Judea and all the region round about. Luke 7 and verse 18. And the disciples of John told him all these things. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to the Lord, saying, Art thou he that cometh, or are we looking for another? And when the men were coming to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that cometh, or look we for another? In that hour he cured many of the diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and on many that were blind he bestowed sight. And he answered and said unto them, Go and tell John the things which ye have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good tidings preached unto them, and blessed is he whosoever shall find no occasion of stumbling in me. The golden text for this lesson is Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, where it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he appointed me to preach good tidings to the poor." The devotional reading for this lesson is the 98th Psalm. Let me read that to you. It has an inscription. It simply says, "A Psalm." And then beginning the 98th Psalm, "O sing unto Jehovah a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath wrought salvation for him. Jehovah hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the nations. He that remembereth his loving kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel, all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto Jehovah, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy, yea, sing praises. Sing praises unto Jehovah with the harp and the voice of melody, with trumpets and sound of the cornet. Make a joyful noise before the King Jehovah. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, and let the hills sing for joy together. Behold, before Jehovah, he cometh to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness, and the people with equity." Now that's pretty much the sum of that lesson. And what Elam asked us to do at this point is to go back and review the things from the last quarter. But since this is the end of this lesson, Sunday school lesson book, I'm going to remind you of things we had studied from the beginning. And I'll concentrate on that last quarter. But as we begin this radio Bible school, we were talking about the latter leaders and prophets in the northern kingdom of Israel, beginning with the revolt of Jeroboam in 1 Kings chapter 12, and the story of Elijah and Elisha. And we talked about Amos and Jonah and the downfall of Israel. And then we came to the second quarter that began in April the 2nd of 1922. And it was about the prophets and kings in Judah, that is the southern kingdom. And we talked about King Joash and Uzziah and the prophet Isaiah and Jeremiah until we finally come to that sad story of the downfall of Judah. And the nation went into captivity. And so the third quarter of 1922, we began a study on July the 2nd about the time when the children of Israel were in exile in Babylon. And this lesson also, we talked about their restoration. And we learned much of this through the words of the prophets, Ezekiel and Daniel. And then we read about the coming back under Nehemiah and the prophet of Malachi. And in all of this, we also studied that beautiful story of Esther. And then we began this fourth quarter that in 1922 began on the Sunday of October the 1st. And it's about Jesus, the world's Savior. Let me read to you the titles of those lessons. And I hope as I do, precious memories will come to your mind of the things that you remember from the Bible about these things. The birth of John the Baptist. And then the birth and childhood of Jesus. The ministry of John the Baptist, and how Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. We read about Jesus as the great physician, Jesus the great teacher, Jesus the friend of sinners, Jesus the great missionary, and the story of the Good Samaritan, Jesus among friends and foes, and a lesson in trust and preparedness, and then this review about Jesus, the world's Savior. I'm reminded of that song, "Tell Me the Story of Jesus, Right on My Heart, Every Word. Tell me the story most precious and sweetest that ever was heard." It is so good to be able to study about Jesus as he was investigated, and then how his life was documented by Luke. Doing all of this under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we have an infallible guide to who he was and what he said and what he did. Now, as I come to the end of this little Sunday school booklet, I see in the back there are three old maps. Now, these are maps that might be similar to the maps in your Bible. I wish I could show these maps to you. There's so much that can be learned by just staring at and studying and reading a map. And there's a lot to learn about Bible geography. In fact, if we could learn the places and their locations upon a map that we read about in the Bible, it'll help us keep all these stories straight and put them together. If you might want to turn to the maps at the end of your Bible and be looking at them now. Many of these maps have Jerusalem on them, and this first map in the back does. This is a radio key map of Canaan, and in this particular map, Jerusalem is the center point of these circles radiating out, and some of these circles go out, it looks like, over about 150 miles, divided by, look like about every 20 miles they draw a circle to see how far different things are from Jerusalem. And so you can study that and see that map. I turn the page, and the next map is a map of the captivity. And it features here the area of Mesopotamia and Babylon. But it also includes Egypt. And for the very northern part of this map, I see Mount Ararat. Remember, that's where Noah set his ark. And on the south, the map stretches across from the Persian Gulf, across the Arabian Desert, and then over into Egypt and the Nile River. And so there's so much Bible history that took place along these rivers, the Nile, the Jordan, and the Tigris, and the Euphrates. And you can think about all those events and all those places as you look at that map. And then the third map in the back of this little booklet, you may have a map like this in your Bible as well. And this is a map of Palestine in the time of our Savior. It has many of the features and places and locations of the first map of the land of Cana, but that was in the land when it was being conquered by Joshua. And here we have this little map here in the time of Jesus. And of course, in this map, it is quite prominent that we see Judah and Samaria and Galilee. If you'll remember about Jesus going into the Decapolis, well, you can find this on that map. Here it is, just to the right of the Jordan River and south of the Sea of Galilee. And it goes on down to Idumea, and the area where it is believed Sodom used to be, in the land of Moab to the south. And again, Jerusalem is on this map, and Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, and up north, Mount Hermon, where he was transfigured. All these beautiful stories that took place in this location, and you think of them as you survey those maps. But now that book comes to an end, and I pick up another new book called Elam's Notes on Bible School Lessons for 1923. Now, this was actually printed in 1922, but it's for the Sundays of 1923. When I open the page, there's a picture of old Brother Elam. I wish you could see that picture. He's quite a dignified man. And this picture is signed, and it's signed with one of his sayings: "For truth and right, always the same. E. A. Elam."